Susan Pollard is standing at the door of a 27-year-old Ford pickup while royalty sits in the passenger seat. Five queen bees that arrived by mail earlier in the day in little wood and mesh crates slightly larger than a matchbox.
You can see that they're surrounded by their entourage.
About half a dozen bee attendants for each queen.
And we keep them watered, and they ride well in the car, and they're really noisy.
That sound is called piping. Susan Pollard founded the Texas Honeybee Guild with her husband, Brandon. They manage dozens of hives all over Dallas. While the queens wait in the front seat, the subjects are in the back of the pickup. As transfer to the hives begins, several bees visit me, landing on my hands and crawling around exploring. Facing me, Susan Pollard lightly brushes a bee from her eyelashes, then stops mid-sentence.
And I've got one going up my leg right now, so I think I need to kind of like... I do have a bee in, when you have them in your pants.
With the finesse of an explosive expert defusing a bomb, she gently moves and maneuvers her khaki capris to guide the bee to freedom. No one was stung.
You know, bees die when they sting. So that's one thing. They don't want to sting. And they do it as a last resort.
Brandon Pollard keeps busy during the bee drama at the zoo, transferring 18-inch frames or panels covered in honey and eggs called brood and lots of bees.
So these bees have been cooped up in this box because you have to leave them queenless for a couple hours. So
once the queen is installed and things settle down, each hive will become a 60,000 bee condo. Pollard wears a wide-brimmed hat with netting attached that falls to his shoulders, but his hands and arms are bare as the bees buzz in the frames and fly in the air.
We just take bees that make it through the wintertime. You know, we lost so many bees last year, and the ones that are real strong that made it through the wintertime, we can take bees and brood and honey and pollen from those stronger colonies, and it's called a split.
Brandon and Susan Pollard had a rough summer last year with the West Nile virus outbreak and aerial spraying for mosquitoes. The spray is highly toxic to honeybees.
I mean, we're about 60%. We lost 60% of our colonies.
The Pollards generally lose about 30% of the bee population each year. In addition to aerial spraying, Susan Pollard points to the backyard mosquito spray misters some people used, as well as landscape pesticide runoff along gutters and in other bee water supplies. She says there was extra toxicity because of the drought, no rain to dilute or wash the pesticides away. But this year, the West Nile season has been mild so far.
This is a brand new kitchen.
Inside the zoo's Animal Nutrition Center, Supervisor Aaron Bucell is excited about hosting the hives out back. He says they're next to the zoo's new garden, and the bees will have plenty of pollinating to do.
Part of the zoo's mission and goal is to be an advocate for conservation and education, and we believe that the Texas honeybees fit right into that.
The zoo is the newest site for the Pollard's hives. They have dozens in backyards and on rooftops, including the Fairmont Hotel downtown and soon the Omni. Susan Pollard says 2013 is shaping up to be a much better year for the bees, with the queens taking the throne to rule their new bee kingdoms. BJ Austin, KERA News.
Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on.